This is Parquet Courts with Black Widow Spider from their fantastic album Sympathy for Life, which came out last year, and that they have finally been able to start touring with the slowly relaxing rules around the world with COVID. And they're going to be bringing it to Aotearoa as part of Strange Universe, which is a very cool show happening in July. Parquet Courts will be headlining it, and we've got three awesome bands from Aotearoa who'll be playing as well: Marlin's Dreaming, Mermaidens, and Nah Noise. This is all happening at the Power Station on the 22nd of July. Stick it in your calendar. In fact, grab yourself a ticket now from AAA Ticketing, because tickets are available. And I had a chat with Sean, who's the bassist from the band, just a couple of days ago, about how the band is feeling, about finally getting back into playing some music live, taking this album on the road, and how COVID has generally been getting on for them. So let's have a listen. I think the last time I saw you guys play was at Laneway a few years ago, and that was such a standout for me from that festival day. You've been making a lot of amazing music since then, though. You guys put out the amazing Sympathy for Life last year. How's it been, I guess, releasing music, and particularly that album, at a time like this?
Well, it was kind of weird, because we finished recording Sympathy for Life like 2 or 3 days before the initial lockdown happened.
Wow.
Which was really crazy, because we were in England and we were kind of already like isolated in our own world, which is the way we tend to do things, like recording wise with Parquet Courts. So it came as like a pretty big shock to all of us when we were all of a sudden just like, oh yeah. Or no, like, you know, like, it was just like unbelievable that we couldn't tour or do anything. And normally we tend to plan things out in such a way where it'll be like, we are writing a record, then we vanish off someplace and record it, and then like it seems like we're touring and playing the songs in that record like pretty quickly. And I think that we tend to be, I don't want to like say that we're a prolific band or anything, but we, for the most part, we've had a record and gone on tour for a record every year since we've been a band.
Yeah.
So there's at least that. And so with this, it was like really weird, because the songs existed in like a pre-pandemic world. And so once we first started playing them live, it was almost like we had to, give them a new kind of like literal stage to be set on. And I think it's kind of interesting, because a lot of like the lyrics and stuff that Andrew and Austin wrote have like a bizarre correlations somehow with pandemic stuff, but like,
yeah,
it's really a coincidence.
It's interesting, there's been quite a bit of music like that where I have listened to an album and I've gone, oh, so they're talking about this thing that we're all experiencing, and then it turns out it was something completely irrelevant, written way before we even knew about the virus. And, you know, we're all reading things through the filter of the last 2 years, and it makes those relationships to the music we're listening to and consuming so different, but also so much more precious, because we're also aware of what we're not able to do, or what's a little bit trickier to do, and also what's been helping people get through the weirdness of the 2 years. And I know for pretty much everybody, music has been so crucial for that. What has been, I guess, some of the good things to come out of the last couple of years, if there have been good things? Like, it's a strange time to be making and releasing music, but have you managed to sort of find any moments of, this is a highlight for me from the weirdness of the last wee while?
Well, in my personal life, I was able to spend a lot of time with my family, and I have 2 little kids, and we live in kind of the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, and typically touring is, for as much as I love it and as much as I appreciate this kind of insane opportunity to be a professional tour musician. I do really miss them a lot. And so getting to spend like such a solid stretch of time with them felt like a real treat. And I think that like on the, it's kind of interesting because now that I'm touring again, it makes me appreciate the amount of time that I get with them even more. And being on the road again and playing shows, I really appreciate that a lot more.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of before, I'm almost embarrassed to say to that like, you know, it became my normal life.
Yeah.
Like really not normal. So, like it's very few people I know that have gone to New Zealand or Australia like almost once a year, every year for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Like that's like a huge deal for most people.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
So, I think that I took that for granted a little bit, if I'm being honest. And so there's certain aspects like of actually being in a place where I feel more connected. I mean, I feel so grateful that I'm there because people who are there want to see something that I'm part of.
Bit more about Sympathy for Life. We've been playing it heaps here on our radio station, and I mean, we've been loving it. It's a really interesting record. I think I saw someone describe it as the most Parquet Courts record ever, which is kind of a funny thing to say, but I reckon it works as well. What was the process for making this album like?
Wow, I mean, that the most Parquet Courts record thing. That kind of hits the nail on the head, I think, because we approached it in a very, like, we want to return to the way that we started playing music together in the first place, which is, like, we're four people who really never played music together before. We're only really connected to each other through Andrew, and, you know, we didn't really even know what we wanted the band to sound like. So we just kind of got together and, you know, jammed or whatever.
Yeah.
And that isn't even the way at that time. Like, I never wrote music that way. And, like, I even still find myself, like, cringing a little bit when I say the word jam, you know, but like I don't really know what else to do. Like I can't like we're not like good enough musicians for me to be like, oh yeah, we were like sitting around like improvising like it was jazz. Like that is definitely not what it was. but it is definitely for people who are like pretty good at playing music.
Totally.
Making shit up as I go along.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
yeah, lots of fun. And so, like, as a result of that, like, the first, you know, very first Parquet Courts record, American Specialties, all of those songs were really, like, invented in a live setting. And, like, there are times where I think anyone other than Max, like I've heard people say, like request songs from that record for us to play, and Max is like, oh, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know what that song sounds like.
Yeah.
And so in a way, this new record, Sympathy for Life, is so much like that, because all the songs really started with us just like goofing around playing parts, but instead of it being like, all right, we'll jam on an idea and then like that idea is the song, we would do that for like individual parts of songs.
True. Yeah.
So that, so we'd be like, almost like we were like DJing our own parts or something.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, so much fun. And so like, and as a result, there's like this version of Sympathy of Life that like is out there. But then there's so much other music that just didn't get used because there was like really a million different combinations of all the like parts that we could have put together.
What's it been like to play this album after having, I guess, written it in that particular process and then having this enforced period of unable to play with the band together, let alone to an audience? What's it been like to now come back and be touring it and be playing it on stages again in front of a crowd?
It's so cool because people are so wonderful. I mean, like, it really feels like anybody who's there really wants to be there.
Yeah.
And it never feels like a wasted moment playing the songs. And, like, I will say that, and this is like a problem that I've like run into in the past, where like when we're recording, especially playing bass in this band, every record I've really tried to get like better at playing bass, and I've really like where I'm at with this record.
Cool.
But every song has like a kind of crazy bass line.
So, what have I done?
And so whenever we first started rehearsing and coming up with set lists, I was like, oh my god, it's like I'm training for a marathon or something. But I tell you, that is like, now that I feel like I've really locked all that in, it's like so much fun to play. I look at the set list and I'm like, oh wow,
amazing.
This is going to be a really good workout.
Thanks so much to Sean Yaton, who is the bassist from Parquet Courts, for chatting with me about their gig that they're playing here in Aotearoa. So exciting that we can talk about some international gigs returning to our shores. That is going to be Parquet Courts, Marlon's Dreaming, Mermaidens and Nanois performing as part of Strange Universe, which will be happening at the Power Station on July the 22nd. Tickets are live from 9 a.m. I believe on AAA ticketing. That is going to be honestly not one to miss. Seeing them at Laneway a couple of years ago was truly such a highlight. Sometimes when you go to a music festival, things all blur into one a little bit, but that one stands out very, very strong in my memory. So in 15 minutes, go and grab yourself some tickets to see them live at the Power Station. Great venue with a bunch of awesome ass bands. This is their fantastic track, Walking at a Downtown Pace, from Sympathy for Life. You're on BFM Breakfast. From the screen, yeah, how many days in life will I spend underground?
should.